Magic,
and the world of illusion.
Magic TV
and Craig Petty proudly present the Talk Magic Podcast. Every week we bring you awesome interviews with the greatest magicians that have ever lived. And now, here's your host, Craig Petty.
So it is almost time to Blackpool. I am speaking to all the movers and shakers, the dealers, the producers, the people that are going to be there making us part with our hard-earned money. And I cannot think of two more awesome people than I would want to speak to than my very own Alakazam, the guys that are the driving force behind Alakazam, two of the nicest people in magic and two people I consider very, very good friends. Mr. Harry Nardi and Mr. Peter Nardi. How you doing? I thought I'd put Harry in there first.
You little ledge. He's not going to let me live that down, honestly.
How are you, mate? You good?
I'm excited. Blackpool's just around the corner. It's like Christmas for magicians. And you know what? I think this is going to be the best Blackpool ever. You know, the first one back after COVID, it was kind of, everyone was a bit tentative. And last year, there was still something, but this year I think everybody's super excited. I know from speaking to people online, there's a lot of people that have never come to Blackpool before. It's going to be their first Blackpool, and obviously you've never seen a dealer hall like the Blackpool Magic Convention. You know,
oh man, I tell you what, I always talk about. I know I'm getting old now because I always say the good old days.
Well, old
the good old days of Blackpool
was in black and white when you were, wasn't it?
Yeah, but last year, I felt, even though there wasn't as many people, I felt Blackpool felt like the good old days. I think there was such a buzz around it. Everyone was buzzing about Blackpool. It was just so energetic. And I think you're right. I think this year it's just going to be even better. I mean, the guys organising it, like Russ Brown, Russ Stevens, are doing an amazing job. It's really got that feel again. And being a magic shop, we're speaking to magicians day in, day out. And a lot of new magicians find Alakazam and they always ring up, they chat to Harry. And a lot of them, they always say, oh, are there any conventions? And we say, Blackpool, Blackpool, Blackpool. And it's such a big thing. I remember the first time I went, how excited I was. And we know loads of people that are going for the first time are going to be blown away.
And what I love as well, it really brings people together. I mean, I know the Alakazam, like people in the Alakazam community down here, they've all got a minibus to go up there all together and things like that. And it's just, it's so fun. But yeah, last year I think was my favourite Blackpool like ever. I think the buzz around it was so good. We met so many people. Everyone was just so happy. Like, it sounds like stupid, but everyone was just so happy, smiling. Want to see this? I'll introduce you to this person. I've never known anything like it. It was so good.
And it was only last year that you actually, both of you, were at the convention, because the first year that was back, if you remember, you were knee deep in launching the website. And so you had Wayne on the stand, which you know, was great, but without being funny, he's no Nardi. You know, when you think Alakazam, you think Peter and Harry Nardi, Harry and Peter Nardi. And Jenny Nardi, and it was nice to have you back on the stand last year, is what I'm saying.
It's more, thank you, it's more Harry Nardi now.
No, I am.
Honestly, last year, it was really strange. I mean,
it was fun last year. Maybe that's why I enjoyed it.
The older guys, my older customers, are all coming up. We're having a chat. Everyone 25 years and younger doesn't know who the hell I am. It's just Harry, 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 Harry.
No way. It was so good. And I tell you what, obviously, working with the likes of yourself, Craig, and other amazing creators, it really sort of pushes Alakazam out there. We get to meet so many new people, people we've never met before coming up. And we obviously recognise the name because we see it on maybe like an invoice or an email. But when they come over from all over the globe as well, it's just incredible that that person over there, of all the tricks in the world, is performing ES Penis, for example. Yeah. Or they might be performing Knock 'Em Dead or Apparition. Do you know what I mean? It's just incredible. They're just performing these things.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Right. And I'll tell you something. I mean, people might say I'm biased because obviously I work with you guys a lot and I'm always down Ashford. But as far as I'm concerned, the Alakazam brand, the Alakazam name is bigger now than it's ever been. And you guys were always big. You know, you guys were always the number one magic shop in the UK, as far as I'm concerned. But now, with everything that you're doing online, you always seem to be one step further than everyone else. With the academies and the Tuesday things and the hangouts and everything that you're doing, it's like you're creating your own community. I mean, you can just see with the social following that's going on and everything. I honestly think, and I'm not just saying this, you know, you're right. There's the upper tier of kind of brands in magic that everybody know, and it's like the Penguin Magics and it's the Vanishing Inks and Alakazam are right up there worldwide, especially with the US distribution center that you've got.
Yeah,
you've catapulted to the next level. Like it's insane. It really is.
You know, like Harry said, it's working with creators like you as well that has helped us do that because.
Yeah.
You know, we've always been a company that we don't really care about the name that someone's got. You don't have to be a big name to release a trick with Alakazam. All we want is a good trick.
Yeah.
A good trick. And I think maybe because we've always put our energy into new magicians, and we will continue to, we've always understood that you're not going to get that big punch because no one really knows who they are. But having people like you on board, that you do have a name that people recognize, because if you look back, you look at Benjamin L. When we released Past Midnight, no one knew who Benjamin L. was. I mean, that's not saying he didn't deserve the stardom or whatever, but he wasn't a big name and we were going, you know, everyone was waiting for it. No one knew who he was. But
Same with John Archer.
I mean, John, a lot of these things. I remember John, after we released Educating Archer, ringing me from FISM. He was at FISM, and he said he just bumped into, I can't remember what magician, it was someone that he truly admired. And they said, I've just seen your DVDs. You're amazing. He rung me up, and he did say to me on the phone, without those DVDs, this wouldn't have happened.
Wow.
And but we've always tried to just release good products. We don't care whether you're a known name or you're not. And obviously, having known names coming on now, and we've got some really great products coming out this year. We've got
new creators too.
Yeah, new creators. Obviously, we've got a lot of work with you as well, which we're really proud of. But the other thing is, as well, is the coin sets that you've provided us with.
I mean, I speak to a lot of magicians online, obviously. I get a lot of questions on Magic TV. Alakazam, I think, are, you know, because of the Elite Coin range, you guys are considered like the coin experts now, which wasn't a thing really even before COVID or after COVID. But now, if you ask somebody, oh, I need a good coin set, where do I get it from? It's a no-brainer. It's Alakazam.
Yeah,
it's true.
But there are no other coin sets available like the Mirage and the Nightcade.
The sheer quantity and the quality of the teaching and the props and everything. I mean, obviously, Roy Coopers does all the coins. They're absolutely amazing. But the routines taught on there, just the versatility of them. You know, you want to do coins through table, coin on shoulder, coins across, this, that. You know, that set does it all. I know, obviously, they're a higher priced item, but for the price of it, I mean, you're looking normally at, what, 60 quid for one coin trick. I mean, now you're getting tons, 40, 30 routines.
Well, like I said, my free fly that I own cost me, I think, £450. And that was 25 years ago. Yeah. You're getting, you know, the whole Nightshade set for less than that. And you're learning three different versions of free fly plus 35 other routines. So that's really helped. And obviously, his energy has really helped. You know, you've got to remember, when I started Alakazam Magic, I was his age.
Yeah, that's so true.
You know, so I was the one that, I was the young gun coming into this magic business. All the other dealers were in their 50s like I am now. I was this 24, 25-year-old kid coming in, you know, setting up his dealer stand, dealing with all the older generation of magic dealers. But now, you know, times change, and even though I like to think I'm still hip and everything else,
and you are,
but I'm not down with the kids.
I've seen you spin those decks, Peter.
Well, after the term down with the kids, he clearly is not down with the kids. No one's down with the kids. You said down with the kids. That's a fact.
I can't play many of my records because I haven't got 78 on them. So Harry sort of injected the energy that I had when I started the company. And because of that, I've got more excited about Alakazam again. And, you know, we this year we bought on Jamie Dawes as well. So Jamie Dawes is now part of Alakazam. And he's going to be helping. He's working on a big project for a moment called Unlimited, which we'll talk more about in a future video. But he's going to be mainly focusing on things like product development, filming trailers. And you'll see him at Blackpool, actually. He's going to be at Blackpool for Alakazam. He's going to be filming vlogs every day at Blackpool to put up on our socials. Mm-hmm. He's going to be filming trailer footage while we're there. So he's going to be doing a lot of content for Alakazam as well. And one thing that you did say that I just want to agree with is I do think Alakazam has got the best and friendliest community.
No doubt about it.
Ever. Yeah. I'm so proud.
That's what I mean. You were saying about like in the top tier and things like that. Honestly, it is the community that helped that, because every day, whether it's an email or a phone call or at a convention, things like that, when people come up and say, oh, I love this trick, or like, can you help me with this or that, just speaking to people just injects us with like just energy, you know what I mean? Because it's exciting when people come up. And like, we had a couple in the other day, isn't it, George and Dot? Incredible couple, right? They are the most amazing people, honestly. And then you show them, so, oh, what do you think I like? We showed them Canopoly, innit?
Yeah.
And they picked it up. And you know for a fact they're going to be going away and showing that to all their
and
friends.
And Nightshade, they picked up.
Picked up Nightshade, yeah. But honestly, I mean, it's just absolutely incredible when people say how much they enjoy the tricks or how much they like. I had someone ring up today, didn't even want to buy anything, didn't even really have a question about anything like that, and just rung up just to say how much he enjoyed the help he got on the phone and how much he loved the customer service. And that is just unbelievable that someone has the time to ring up and just praise and say thank you and doesn't even want anything else. I mean, that's just incredible.
Yeah,
it is. And, you know, I see in that customer service on that side of things, you know, I see your name popping up on both of you on all the different forums, like on all the different Facebook groups, like the Magicians, not just the Alakazam ones, everywhere. Like, somebody will ask a question and either you, Harry, or you, Peter, you'll just jump in with an answer. And it's not always about an Alakazam product. It's just like something that you've got some knowledge about. And I don't see that from many heads of magic companies, that they're just like really kind of knee deep in the community side of things. It's like helping and answering questions on products that's got nothing really to do with them. It's great, you know?
Yeah, well, we are still a family run business. We always will be.
Andy's basically a member of the family now, because he's been here for like nearly 20 years. It's incredible.
And the thing is, our customers are, I know it sounds cheesy, but our customers are part of that family. Mm. I mean, we have customers that call Harry every week, sometimes just to talk about the football.
Or what they have for dinner. They made a nice curry. They made a nice curry.
Yeah. I mean, I go in and there'll be one of our customers on it. Is Harry there? Yeah, he's just with a customer. Can I help you at all? Oh, no, I'll ring him back. And then he rings back and they're just on the phone talking about football for the next 10 minutes.
Ring as well. Like, if we haven't heard from someone in a while, we will ring them and say, like, how have you been? You know,
yeah,
and
Harry does that.
But it's better because we are actually, like, it sounds stupid, but we are obviously interested because we are mates.
And we have got a lot of older customers as well as the young guy.
Yeah.
We've been going a long time, so we've got a lot of older customers, you know, people that are in their 70s, in their 80s, that ring up and chat with Harry. Yeah. And he does.
Like people like Etty and Pradier. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if Harry doesn't hear from one of his regulars, he will ring them and make sure they're all right and everything else. And that's just, you know, that's it, because we do treat everyone like family. They're all friends. Magic dealers are not like walking into Sainsbury's or Tesco's, we are more like, you know, the barman you tell your troubles to and you have a chat with and you have a laugh with. People, and I was the same when I, before I had Alex Sam and I had my favourite magic dealer, I would ring up, I'd have a chat. And we're, you know, they're our friends. They are part of that
and
family.
The other thing is, which is important, if we know a trick is not for you, we will tell you that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We have people ring all the time. And I'm not, like, obviously trying to push away business or anything like that, but if I know what stuff you like and your ability and there's a trick that I don't think's for you, I will say it, or we will all say it, Andy, you, whatever, because we want you to enjoy magic. And if you bought something that you spent your money on and it's not for you, it's going to go in the bottom drawer and it's going to be a waste of money. We don't want that to happen.
We do that before, and nobody else does that. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
No. Because we want to grow. It's that's what I'm saying. It's exciting when we hear people getting excited about a trick they bought. We don't want to hear they bought a trick and it's in the bottom drawer. How's that trick? It was all right. It weren't really for me. We don't want to hear that. We want to hear, oh, it's so good. I done it down the pub the other day. Or I done it at this gig. It's brilliant. That's what we want to hear. So
I'll tell you something as well. The proof of how you've grown in the last couple of years is just how much stock that you're shifting. I mean, we don't have to talk numbers, but we all see Harry's videos with all of the bags, the amount of stuff that I've been there at Alakazam filming, and I've walked in and you've got like a pile of papers this high with orders, and then at the end of the Monday you've got like so many bags it's almost filling the shop, you know. And not Alakazam stuff, but just stuff like I don't think there's many shops that have shifted as much evoke as you guys. Like it's crazy. That just shows the growth. Just purely from a business point of view, you're big before, but just seeing the amount of orders you get, and therefore the amount of people that, let's be honest, they have options. It's not like you can't get Murphy's items from anywhere else. You can get them from everywhere. That's the whole point of Murphy's.
Yeah.
And the amount of people that go, you know what? I can get it from here. I can get it from here, 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 here. But Alakazam, that's where I'm getting it from.
And I think part of it is, you know, a lot of these people are a lot of customers that have been customers of mine since day one. So they've been with me all the way through. But I think a lot of the people that buy magic from us buy it not only because we're their magic dealer, but they understand that they're never going to have an issue.
No.
If the product gets lost in the post, if the product turns up broken, if, you know, any issue at all, they ring up.
And they ring up. That's the difference. They ring up and ask a question.
And they can speak to us.
Yeah. It's we will answer it then and there.
Yeah. It's not like send us an email. That's, you're going to get a ticket and then that ticket's going to be answered in 24 hours. And then pick up the phone. You'll speak to me, Harry or Andy, and it will be sorted.
And we'll always have that because that is the best way.
Yeah.
The best
I'm very old school. And I think that you can solve any issue within a minute on the phone, or you can have 10 or 20 emails going back and forth, which
just so long.
Frustrates everyone.
And I hate emails at other shops. And every time we see something or don't like something from another shop, we think, right, let's not do that for Alakazam because we don't like that ourselves. Like, whenever, how annoying when a company doesn't have a phone number. So jarring.
Yeah. And, you know, if someone sends in a query or they've got an issue, they send in an email, my first, the first aim is to call them. Rather than answering that email, give them a call, because I know I can solve whatever the problem is, I can solve it in that amount of time.
Yeah.
You know, on the phone.
Not only is it good from a customer service point of view, it's good from an efficiency point of view.
100%.
It takes to go back and forth with emails versus 1-2 minute phone call.
Yeah. And I do find, you know, we've got a lot of customers in America now as well. And, you know.
And growing, by the way, the amount of people.
Oh, it's incredible.
It's growing daily.
I was speaking to, because obviously I mentor people in the Netrix. And I was doing some mentoring Zoom calls the other day. And I spoke to, I think, 6 people in America throughout the day. And they all said, oh, I've got Evoke. I was like, oh, well, or I've ordered Evoke. I'm like, oh, that's brilliant, man. Thanks so much. And I always said, where did you get it from? Bearing in mind, these are from America. So they have even more options over there than they have with us over in the UK. Yeah. And they all went, Alakazam. I got the email immediately. And I just clicked on the link and bought it.
That's so good to hear. Yeah. It's so, I mean, we know our American base is growing daily.
Every day.
We're getting new American customers every day. And once again, I think they just, they love the family feel of it. The amount of people, that I had a customer ring up last week. He didn't really have I'm trying to think what the actual reason for the call was. But when he said, who am I speaking to? And I said, Peter. And he said, Peter Nardi. And I said, Jay. And he goes, oh, my God, I've been buying your stuff for 20 years. I didn't think you would answer the phone. But we do. We are the people that are running that business. We're not sitting in a back office somewhere and not really paying attention to what's going on. Both myself, Jenny, Harry, Andy, we all know exactly what's going on in the company at any moment in time because we're all involved in it. We're all involved. And I work from home a lot, but I've got one of our work phones here at home.
And for people that don't know, your home is 10 minutes away from the unit.
Yeah.
If you you could get in 10 minutes.
Yeah. So sometimes, like when Dot was in the other day, Jenny popped in the shop, picked something up, come back, and he said, oh, the guys are in the shop. So I just got in the car, went down and said hello to them and had a cup of tea with them and that. Mm. So, you know, it's...
And the amount of people from abroad that are coming into the shop. And we had someone come down the other day, obviously from America, come down to the shop, Canada, come down to the shop, all over. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Honestly,
they
want to
pay us a visit. So, yeah, it's great, mate. We're really happy and we're getting stronger. But it will never, for us, it will never change. It will always be a family business.
Family business and about creators and community, really, because that's what all it is, really. Without that, there's nothing. Really.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Absolutely perfect. But we got to talk about real talk.
Yes.
And what? This is so exciting.
Blackpool. This is where you spill the beans.
Yeah.
Where you give me as much information as you can on what you've got coming out of Blackpool, what you're going to have on the stand. And I'm aware that you've got a conveyor belt, basically. It's not just going to be you and Jenny and Harry. You've got a bunch of people coming on at different times in the day, right?
Yeah. So basically what we're going to do, last year was the first year that it was only me and Harry Deming on the stand. We had, you know, a few guests on, you jumped on, Ryland jumped on, but the core was me and Harry. And, it felt great. We were busy the time. It was so good.
It was. Do you know what? Even though obviously we're working, it was that I actually loved that weekend. I'm not just saying that.
Yeah,
it was obviously all day, and I had so much fun.
It was great. So this year we thought we're going to do the same thing. It's going to be me and Harry on the stand, but throughout the day, every day, we're going to have special guests coming on the stand to demonstrate their brand new Blackpool releases.
Mm. Smart, really smart.
No one does it like the creator.
Yeah, so. And what we're going to do is we've got the Alakazam app. So every day we will be sending out a push notification when we know one of the creators is coming onto the stand.
Yeah.
So if you've got the Alakazam app,
free to download iOS and Android, sorry.
Yeah, just search for Alakazam Magic. You will get a push notification and it will say Craig Petty is going to be on the stand, or Craig Petty's on the stand if you want to see Nightshade or or iStretch or whatever, pop down and join us now. So that will keep you updated, but we'll know in the morning what times people are jumping on. And we've got four special guests joining us. We've got obviously you.
So I have, so let's talk about the special guests and the stuff that they've got coming out, or as much as you can tell me.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm allowed to say and what I'm not allowed to say. So I've got to
say the name.
I've got a trick coming out at Blackpool through Alakazam that's been a year in the making, and it's called iStretch. And it's an everyday carry type routine. The spectator you're performing it on doesn't feel like you've basically got any props on you. There's like multiple routines to do with it. It's a fairly lengthy tutorial. Shock, I know. You know, my when I create magic, the first person who ever sees anything is Nemed.
Yeah,
he's my sounding board. If he goes, I know I got to work on it. And He said to me when he saw I stretch, he said, "That's the best thing you've ever done." He actually turned around to me and he said, "Anybody who sees that demand will immediately buy it because that is the perfect routine for a hobbyist or a working professional. There's so much happening.
Social media,
everything.
Social media." And me and Nem were going out and getting live performances because, as you know, I've been running around with Nemid the last month, just like getting live performances of every Alakazam product. And like we were getting live performances of this, and three in a row in this bar in nightclub, this bar in Birmingham, these groups of people were just screaming and running away. Like screaming and running away. This one person that I did it on, there were three people, all girls. One of them almost knocked themselves out running out the bar. And the other one was just screaming into the camera going, "What's he talking about?" And that's the and they were an English audience. Like, I expect that.
Wow, that's mad.
Me over, yeah. And I go in, it's very easy to get those reactions because in America. In the UK, it's normally, "Oh, that's very good. Well done. Good job." Yeah. "That was a good one. Yes, well done. Well done, Mr. Magic Boy." They were losing their mind.
That's
over
mad. It's almost, it gives me a, I mean, it's completely different, obviously, but it gives me a similar vibe to iLogo. I mean, that
I was literally just going to say that.
If anyone remembers iLogo, this gives me a similar vibe. Different effect, obviously, but a similar, like, that is just incredible.
It's the fact that you are just going, "Have you got one of these? Oh, Hannah's it here." And then you just do something just really strange with it. So,
modular.
I will say as well, iStretch, and we've already discussed this, so you know I'm not lying.
No.
The gimmicks are being delivered to me at the Blackpool convention. The boxes for it should be with me at the end of next week. So I'm bringing empty boxes.
I'm going to be like gimmicks.
So iStretch will be there if everything aligns.
And also, we've only, this is going to sound like such a salesy thing, but it's not. There are only limited amounts.
Yeah, 100%. Because
the gimmicks have to be made, but once they're made, something else has to be done to them. It's quite a process to get this
thing.
Which happens by hand. And I think we've managed to get 100.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a lot, but if you remember, we had 100 Apparition last year. And they sold out on day one, and luckily, you had somebody coming up from Kent the next day, and you were like, "Bring more Apparition." Yeah. That's not an option here. There's no more iStretch that you can bring up from Ashford. We're done. Like, it's
brilliant. And the thing is, the packaging we have made in China. So if anyone knows about shipping from China, you can't get these. Are big, not the box for each trick is this big, but the boxes come in are huge. And you can't fly them over because it costs thousands. So what we're doing is we're flying over one box, which is 100 boxes, and the rest of it's coming by ship.
The rest are on the metaphorical slow ship from China.
Yeah.
No one try and hijack any boats coming across with Alexander on the side, all right? So it hasn't got the handmade stuff in it.
So once those 100 are gone, there will not be any more until the other gimmicks are made. Mm-hmm. And the boxes arrive. So we're expecting the official release of iStretch to be sort of mid-March. That's when we're expecting the official release.
The actual routine, I mean, I'm going to try and obviously learn it because I haven't even got a sample of one yet. But the actual routine is so amazing. I mean, you showed me it and it's incredible. It's modular. But even when I knew, obviously, the gimmicks, because I was there with the whole process and everything, it still blew my mind. It literally looks like you're just doing the impossible. You know, it's incredible. Every single moment just blows my mind. It's so cool.
Yeah.
And the fact it's a borrowed object, even better.
Yeah.
It reminds me a little bit. I'll say one thing before we move on.
Mm.
It's nothing like it, but it reminds me a little bit of Keymaster.
Mm.
In that you've got that normal object that everybody's aware of. And something insane happens to it in the hands of the spectators.
Yeah. 100%. And obviously it's not magic proper, you know, and this is the strongest magic. You know, you borrow something and you do something with that borrowed thing and hand it straight back. I mean, that is, you can't get stronger than that.
Yeah.
You can't get stronger than that. You are the magic in that scenario.
It's incredible. It's great. I can't wait to dem people.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be running around in the Ruskin doing it as well, but it's not going to be on the stand long. But obviously, The other thing that you're going to have there, I'm assuming, if I'm on the stand, I assume you're going to take this anyway. You're going to have the Elite Coin Range, right? You're going to have
100%. 100%. Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you want to get into Coin Magic and new people are coming to conventions all the time, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you get something from the Elite Coin Range and you're not going to go wrong.
And it's so cool because everyone used to just come up, but obviously Alakazam and Mentalism is obviously because you've got insane in Mentalism, but it's always had a Mentalism background. And now it is literally like, okay, what about like an everyday character? Okay, we've got Gossip, Will to Read, this, that, obviously Mentalism. All right, what about coin stuff? Yeah, go to Alakazam. Mentalism stuff, yeah, go at Wallets, Alakazam. You know, we've just got such good stuff, but the Elite Coin Range 100% will be there.
Yeah, 100%. And we'll be them in that. You know, The thing is, what we've done in the last sort of 10 years or so, when Alakazam first started going to Blackpool, we had a huge, huge stand and we took everything, all collectors workshop and like everything we had in stock used to be there, all the good sellers. Now we concentrate on about 10 items. That's it. You're going to see 10 different items and we're going to dem them all for you. So the Elite Coin Range will definitely be there because they're things that we love to perform as well.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that we love to perform, we always bring.
I am by no means a coin magician, but I feel like one when I do use them, I tell you.
Yeah,
like the reverse matrix.
Your coin magic's looking so good on social.
It's getting there, but the reverse matrix, isn't it? I mean, we never would have, I'm not talking on your behalf, but I never thought to do a reverse matrix.
No,
I'd see that.
No,
that clean as well with a mirage. And obviously the coins come in different sizes now. We may have custom Morgan Nightshades, maybe, I'm not too sure. But if anyone
we've sold out at the moment.
Well they're made to order if we get any. But yeah, we might have them. But yeah, they'll definitely be the Elite Coin Range.
But if we do have, if you're interested, not saying you are, but if you are interested in a custom Morgan set, make sure you come up on day one, because if we do have some, it's going to be like 3 sets,
yeah, tops.
Or 4 sets maximum. So, and they'll go quick, I should think.
But, all of them will be there,
incredible.
Go on.
I was going to say, we're going to have the classics like Knock 'em Dead will be there, The Growl will be there, Imagine will be there, and a lot of the other stuff that will be there will be brand new product. So,
which brings me to the next person, Drew Perry, because Drew obviously was the person who basically designed the gimmicks for iStretch, and Drew is a genius.
He's 100%.
He also designed the gimmick
Hard
for
stretch.
But he's got his own routine coming out. He's got his own effect coming out, which I was lucky enough to sit on the tutorial with and create some routines for. And I've been running around getting live performances with Nemid for this as well. And oh my God, the reactions. I'm not just saying this. I think this has got a very good chance of being tricked at the convention, because the second that anybody sees this, immediately they're going to be able to see exactly how powerful it is and they're going to buy it. No question. You'd have to be stupid not to. You're going to see it and you're going to go, oh my God, I can do this that I already do, but I can do it better. All right, yeah, give me one. It's just incredible. And it's also one of those things that I wish I'd have created, because it's just so damn good. And like my set, when I've been going out recently doing live performances for Alakazam with Nemid, I had to close with this, because I can't close with anything else. This is just ridiculously strong. We were in a board game cafe getting live performances for this, me and Nemid. And I had this man and this woman, and they were sitting opposite each other in this board game cafe, and they had a board game. And I was like, let's do this. And when they went to reach for the thing off the table that was there in front of them the whole time, and they realized what happened, the guy just turned around to the camera and went, well, holy fucking shitballs. Everybody was like, well, we're gonna have to beep that one. Such a strong.
That doesn't even surprise me. That doesn't surprise me. That is such a good routine, honestly.
Yeah, it's great. And once again, Drew's one of our special guests. He's going to be on the stand every day demonstrating his tricks. Now, I'm not sure how it's going to work, but my idea is, if you want to see those tricks, you need to come up when these people are on the stand, because I don't think we're going to be demming them. We're going to leave it to the creator to dem it. So, and that's not saying we can't, Demet. We can, but we've got them as special guests, and we want you to come and see them demonstrate their own tricks. So download the app or pop round every day, and we can tell you the timetable of who's coming where. But
Craig's... maybe we can get a mini whiteboard or something, and at the end of the day, just have...
yeah, just write down what time they're coming.
But yeah, get the app, because you'll get notifications saying in the morning or something saying this person this time, isn't it? Yeah, what you just said.
Yeah. So Drew Perry will be on the stand at various times throughout the convention. So he'll be there every day, but he might just be there for an hour a day. Yeah.
But that is genius as well. Yeah. What a
it's amazing. It's amazing. It's the trick of the convention. I don't care.
Honestly, Blackpool bits this year are incredible. It's one of the strongest lineups I've ever
seen. It really is. And I won't say anything. I won't tell people what this trick is that Drew Perry's created, but I will tell you that Ryland, it's a card trick. It's not a card trick, but it has a card trick element. Ryland doesn't like card tricks. And when he saw this, he immediately said, this is the best trick that anybody has ever created, ever. Like, this is it. Like it is. You know, and anybody who knows what Ryland's into, that's a huge clue.
Yeah.
It's not Rubik's Cubes, I'll tell you that. But it's...
And I'll tell you what, Jenny, bless her, if you go and have a look at her dinner table now, she's just covered in a bit. And all I hear from her at the end of the day is, oh, I've got a really sore thumb.
Yeah.
Where she's like, literally...
That's insane.
Do you want me to, lend you Ryland for a week?
He'll be like speed building on Lego. Like this. It's insane.
So yeah, that's one that we're really excited about.
Yeah.
There's another one. This one's by Martin Pierce. And
oh, incredible.
We've had this. A lot of people have been talking about it because Martin created this a couple of years ago. And it's been in the works. There's been prototypes flying about for a couple of years. And it's a book test. But it's designed to... I've actually got one downstairs. I should have pulled it up. It's designed to look like a book of lottery winners' stories.
Mm-hmm.
This book test can be examined from start to finish. You could read every page.
Yeah,
100 times. There are literally no repeats in number sequences, no repeats in check amounts, check dates. There's literally nothing to find in this book test. Yet you can give the spectator 17, I think, different reveals out of this book. All they have to do is give you a page number. You can give them the color of the balls that were drawn from the machine, the values of the balls that were drawn from the machine, the date they won it, how much they won it, whether they're male or female.
Yeah, their name, what they won.
Yeah. And
Martin came to watch Ryland's show at the House of Secrets a few months ago. And afterwards, we were having a drink in the bar. And he showed me and Ryland this. And both of us, we've never been so fooled.
Yeah.
I just turned around to Ryan. I was like, how do you do that? And Ryan was like, I have no idea.
I actually don't know how
it goes. And then he explained it, and I still didn't understand. Like, it's just... At least I didn't think it was an idiot. But then, wow.
Yeah.
He's come up with that.
It is real genius. The amount he has packed into this book test, and the fact...
It's an A5 book as well, isn't it? It's a nice size. It's A5, so that's, if you're in America, about that big.
It's a small little book, about this big, fits in your inside pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the type of book that you would buy at an airport or buy at a little bookshop. It's full of fun stories about what people have done with their winnings.
Yeah.
And you could sit there and read the book and just be entertained. You could read it as a book if you wanted to. It's really, really good. So Martin is going to be on our stand demonstrating this once again, 1 hour per day or an hour and a half per day. So if you want to see it, and once again, we've only got limited numbers. The official release of this won't be till later on in the year. But if you're at Blackpool, you'll be able to pick one up. And it is great. It really is good. And it's really falling. I know that Martin gave Wayne one at the Newmarket Day. and Wayne had the book in front of him for 2 weeks, and he said to me, "I've been going through it, and I can't see how." We didn't film the instructions at this point, so he didn't have the instructions, but he was trying to look for
any sequence
or anything, and he said, "I can't find anything," and I've literally been looking through the book.
I bet lottery winnings, no one would work it out. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's insane.
Yeah, it's so
really, really good. Really great. Great hook. Great. Carry it around, fits in a pocket. It's just brilliant. It's brilliant. And it's so fooling. And you can make it as long or as short as you want to. You can do one thing, or you can do a whole act with it.
Yeah, and you can use multiple spectators for it as well, because there's different reveals going on. It's very, very clever. And you can instantly repeat it. Instantly.
Yeah.
Different outcome.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
And then from Mentalism, you got the Wonder Kid.
The genius.
Henry Ferris.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which he actually showed us this last platform.
Yeah.
He came up to us down last platform. It. That's where we first saw this. And we was like, that is.
I introduced you, if you remember. I was the one that connected you.
You need to be on Meet the Team, I tell you.
I do tend to do that a lot, you know, with a few people. I connected you guys. I was like, you need to see this. And I'm so glad that you guys have produced this, because this is just another commercial hit. I mean, Henry Ferris is, what, 14 years old? He's in the YMC. He's probably one of Ryland's closest friends in the YMC. He kind of babies Ryland. He kind of looks after Ryland. He's like, right, yeah, which is just awesome. And you know, he's just... a super, I don't know if you realize this, he's a ventriloquist as well. Did you know that?
No,
I tell you what, I did know that, right? Because I asked him something the other day, his lips didn't move, and I said, "Why don't you just do that?" Because that's when I said to you, "I used to have a puppet." Do you not remember?
I didn't know why you were saying it.
Well, he just didn't move his lips, and he'd done it so good. I was like, "Hang on a sec, that's not just a fluke, he must have practiced that."
Henry's as well as a magician, he's a ventriloquist, but he's every time I see him. He comes up to me armed with gimmicks. He's like, "I've made this and this and this and this and this." And it's really funny to watch somebody like Lloyd Barnes, who is one of the, I think, probably the best gimmick maker in the world.
Yeah.
And Henry will come up to Lloyd and Lloyd will be like, "How? What?
Yeah.
Huh? How'd you do that? Is that even possible?" Henry's brain just works.
Yeah.
And this is next level genius, isn't it?
Yeah, there have been other versions of this gimmick on the market, and I can hand on heart say I've never seen one better.
No, without a doubt,
never seen one better than this. The way it functions,
the ease
the
of
way
use,
it looks.
Yeah, it's not even a setup, but on the fly, like it's not even a setup, but the how easy it is to get into it.
Yeah,
you know, it's incredible,
and it's. Let's say this. I'll tell you. It's a sort of vanishing deck type routine, but
it could also be an appearing deck.
It can be an appearing deck.
It could be a slow motion vanish. Oh, so good.
The thing is with it, you see it slowly start to shrink,
and with no funny moves. You're just head on the whole time like this, and it just gets taller and
shrinking.
Any Kardashians watching this, if you know the principle where you kind of bevel the cards or squeeze the cards and it looks like a whole deck, it looks like, and then slow, it's a little bit like that, but with no sleight of hand and no false displays, and you're left with just one card at the end.
Yeah.
I don't really want to say one of the routines on there, because you've got to come out, because Henry's going to jump on a stand as well, I don't really want to say what it is, really, but he's just got one routine, and I said to him, that's the one you've got to do. I mean, there's loads taught on there. It's insane. But this one routine is just incredible. And obviously, it just is then a normal, like, not a normal card, but obviously the size of a normal card. So that can just be in your deck in play anyway, and it's not going to make any difference.
And
it's insane.
When I was chatting to Henry about it, I said to Henry, what I would use it for would be the ending to the cards of the pocket. You know the bit where the whole deck jumps to your pocket and your head? How good's that now where you got the deck? Well, in fact, why don't we have, instead of your card going to the pocket, why don't we have, boom.
And you can do bit by bit. Deck. You can just do bit by bit. Look, that's about, what, 10 cards?
Well, I said to Henry, you could do it as the ending of a multiple selection.
You've had
seven people pick cards and you're finding them all one by one. And the last card, you just have the deck slowly vanish and you're left with the final card, the final selection.
It's so good. And it looks, because it just looks incredible, honestly.
It really
is. It's so
really
versatile.
Good. And we've had all the gimmicks made by Steve O. Watson. So the gimmicks are phenomenal. They're beautiful. And
there's a man who knows a thing or two about crafting.
Yeah.
How he's made them, honestly, is incredible.
There's a lot of work that goes into these gimmicks. And even when you see Henry do it, you still can't get your head around it. It just looks so good. And he does like a sort of ambitious in carving where the card seems to melt up as well.
Oh, it's honestly so good.
Yeah, it's very, very good.
It's so
very, very clever. But once again, come up to the stand. That's called Evaporate by Henry Ferris. And he's going to be demming that on the stand as well.
So good.
But once again, limited numbers. There's limited numbers of all of these things.
And then finally.
No, not finally. There's more.
Oh, crap. Okay. Mm. Okay, go on. Talk to me.
So,
there's only one thing.
For another, the next one is.
It's insane how much we've got.
It's an effect. It was one of the first effects Harry purchased for himself.
Well, this was the first effect I actually said, I want to do that trick. I saw a video, I said, I want to do that one. Really, because the other ones, like, you sort of just gave me in it and was like, I'll learn this. But this was the first one I said, I want to learn that trick.
And it was a trick by Steve Gore and Gregory Wilson. And it's called Casino Con.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Harry got the trick. And I think what happened, Steve Gore released the trick and then he sold the rights to a company called System 6.
Mm-hmm.
System 6 released the trick and then System 6 went out of business. Now, ever since when Harry bought the trick, System 6 were already out of business. So Harry's been bugging Steve Gore for the rights for, 4 years now?
Gotta be, yeah.
4 or 5 years. And last year, Steve finally agreed to sell the rights. He said, you've got to speak to System 6, spoke to System 6. So we got the rights off System 6, got them off Steve Gore, paid Greg Wilson as well. So we own the rights to the effect. One of the issues, if you've seen Casino Con before, one of the issues was the printing on the cards wasn't great. They mm-hmm. they had got the scan the logos, stretched them, and are a bit blurry.
Yeah.
We've had all the cards redesigned, so they're spot on. I've made one small change to the routine, which gives you. I've had a couple of little changes in handling, but there's one small change in the routine which gives you a lovely delayed piece of magic that they do not see.
No coming. One sees it coming.
So that's going to be there. It's Casino Con, but not as you know it,
it's
sort of thing.
So good, honestly.
And then I've got a cheeky little follow-up to Casino.
Is that
going to
be there as well? I know that arrived today. Is that going to be there?
Yeah, we're going to take a few.
That's ridiculous how much we've got. Wow.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
So Casino Con is a two-phased routine. Now, it uses cards from different casinos. And what I did was, for years I've been doing a wild card routine, but doing it just with jokers. And I got the idea from Eric DeCamps years ago, watching him do it. And he's got a beautiful joker wild card routine based on, I think it might be called Joker's Wild or Wild Jokers or something. But his is all based around playing in a casino and at the end the cards turn into money and everything. Beautiful routine. If you haven't seen it, check it out. But I thought with this trick, because they're jokers, I thought it would be perfect to do a wild card routine with.
Mm.
So I'm releasing a trick called Jokers, which is basically a wild card routine, but using cards with the same back design and the same jokers as in Casino Con. So if you wanted to, you could use this as the second phase to give you a larger second phase. And if you want, you're left completely clean. So after you've done the wild card routine, you can just have those 10 cards examined.
Oh, that's great.
You know, obviously,
yeah,
you've got to do something, but you can have those 10 cards examined. But it will be a perfect follow-on from CasinoCon. So that's going to be there.
And then we got the biggie. Well, not the biggie, the return.
Yes, the return of the king.
The king is back.
Now, every single time for the last few years, people have asked me what's my favorite trick of all time. I always tell them the same thing. The extractor deck.
Yeah, the extractor 2.0. It hasn't been available for maybe 4 years, 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming back. It's coming back in April or May.
And for a proper actual release, because we haven't been able to get them made in quantity for yonks.
But now we're getting... I should have 50 for Blackpool. The rest will be here before launch. So the official launch will be April, May, but we will have 50 on the stand at Blackpool. And that's the extractor. If you haven't seen it before, come up. I'll show you it.
I remember the first time the original extractor came out and you just fooled me over and over and over and over again.
It's unbelievable.
I had no clue. I had nowhere to go. I remember seeing everybody was being fooled. You were running around the Ruskin showing everyone this trick. And it was, you know, every year there's a trick of the convention. That was the trick of the convention. Everyone's getting pissed off.
Because and it wasn't even out.
Selling it. Yeah, you weren't even selling it. You were just annoying people with it. And, and now it's actually available. It is, as far as I'm concerned, probably the best gimmick deck ever made. Like, it's not a gimmick deck. That's doing it a disservice. It's the best utility device ever made. And there's so much you can do with it beyond the classic effect.
I can't believe how good it is.
Well, the DVDs are full of routines. In fact, we put up a little teaser the other day. And the amount of messages from people saying, like, you know, I've already got the extractor. Can I learn this routine? I'm saying, yeah, sure you can. Watch the DVDs you got with the extractor. It's on this too. Because there's so much material on there that people overlook so much. They learn one trick. But the routine on the teaser is a signed card appears. So you basically get someone to pick a card from, the way I do it, I get them to pick a card from a red back deck or a blue back deck, whatever it is. They sign it, push it back into the box in amongst the other cards. That deck goes in my pocket. I now reach into my trouser pocket and bring out the opposite coloured deck. Let's say a blue back deck. They pick a red back card. The deck is sealed.
Cellophane.
They take the cellophane off. We break the seal. We take the cards out. You've got your advertising cards. You've got your jokers.
Your spectator can obviously spread the cards as well.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the cards. Spread them. New deck order. Let's say they chose the seven of diamonds. You... As you spread the deck, you say, look, it is a normal deck of blue cards. Apart from one of these cards is red. You tip them up to show one with a red back, tip them back down. They take out the seven of diamonds. It's the only red back card, and it's their signed card in position in a sealed deck. And
they just lost
the only drawback to that routine is that afterwards you have to beat people off with a stick that want to join your religion that you've just started. I mean,
right? The routines on there are incredible.
Yeah, and that was a routine that was just hidden.
Yeah,
on this too somewhere.
Hidden. That's
you know what, mate? It's things like the extractor deck too. You know, people go, "Oh, Craig Petty does long tutorials." It's because all of my favorite things in Magic have always had long, well thought out tutorials, like the extractor deck too. Like you said, there's so much information on there.
Yeah.
And it's that that inspires me. It's like you can tell that the extractor deck is something that you're so passionate about because it's not like something with a 10-minute tutorial and it's like, right, okay, that's it. It's just so well thought out with so many ideas.
And the amount of people that have never even heard of the extractor before is what is exciting.
Yeah.
You know, it's honestly, if this was released as brand new now, it would blow people's minds. In 50 years' time, if it was released brand new, it would blow people's minds. In 100 years' time, it would blow people's minds. It's just insane. Doesn't matter when it's out, it's just incredible. And the uses and routines for it, there's one on there as well. You get someone to sign a card. Again, they put the cards back in the box. They put their signed card back amongst the others. You get a post-it note, get them to name any word. You write the word on a post-it note, hand it to them, reach into your pocket now. There's one card in there, their sign card with the word they just said written on it as well. And you give that out in Sharpie. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's honestly, the Extractor 2, you are right, and I don't say this about any, you know, everything, but I do think the Extractor 2 is the best utility device ever invented for the card magician. It allows you to do miracles. And the thing I found when I first started using it, that very first Blackpool, and I've told the story 100 times, I'm not going to do it again here, but the thing that I learned on that first time I was demoing it, and the reason why I was showing everyone at that Blackpool was because the Extractor was sitting in my case for 4 years, and I pulled it out to show someone a trick. I made something up on the spot and it fooled him. And that's when I realized people switch off to the possibility of anything happening once that card's in that deck.
In the box as well.
In the box. So that's the moment I realized we've got something really special here with the Extractor. And that had been sitting in my close-up case for 5 years before, you know, I did that at Blackpool. But it's incredible. We're going to have 50 of those
they will go quick.
You gave me one to play around with last time I was at Alakazam, and I've got a bunch of routines that I've created. So next time I'm at Alakazam, I'm going to be filming some stuff for it as well. You know, because it's not long enough. It needs a couple of hours from Craig Petty.
Of course.
Only a couple of hours. Are you joking? I can tell you're not passionate about it, can't you?
I've been slacking recently, mate. What can I say? I mean, what a line. And then obviously you're going to have Jenny there taking the money.
Of course. Yeah. And the other thing I want to mention as well, I don't think I've mentioned this, but part of Jamie's job as well is he's recording a brand new podcast for Alakazam called Desert Island Tricks. It's a really interesting podcast. And the first episode goes live on the Friday morning of Blackpool, early Friday morning. So if you're traveling to Blackpool, get the podcast up. It's called Desert Island Tricks by Alakazam, and it will be something to listen to on the train, and it will be going live every Friday.
Yep, definitely.
And our first episode is Preston Nyman.
Every Friday? That's for the whole year?
Yeah.
Every Friday, a new podcast for a whole year.
That's amazing.
And it is a really interesting little
it's a wicked concept
as well, yeah.
And Jamie's been working on the other project, which we'll talk about on a separate video, but that is going to be, I mean, we're so excited for that. But make sure you come over to the stand at Blackpool, because we'll be telling you a little bit about it, or handing out something about it, all right?
You know, you guys are most definitely not resting on your laurels. I mean, you're just firing on all four cylinders and then everything. Honestly, I really believe that you've got the trick of the convention at Alakazam. I think that your booth is going to be the destination that everyone's going to go to. I think that people are going to be talking about it in the Ruskin. I think people are going to be talking about it outside of the convention. I think that it's the place that everyone's going to want to go to. And I don't think that there's going to be any other booth that's got as much new magic that's designed to actually work. No pipe dreams, just real world working magic. I think for the first time ever in the entire history of Blackpool, I really do think that Mark Mason has got his work cut out for him. I think that he's dead in the water.
We can only hope I do half as well as Mark Mason.
It's going to be cool. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Are you in the same place? We'll wrap this up.
Yeah, always.
Yeah. So me and Mark are sort of back to back.
I always joke with Mark that they go down that booth and he gets them down that aisle. Then they come back up the other aisle and you lot get them. And then that's it. They don't need the rest of the dealer booth. They spent all the money between you and Mark and then they're done.
Someone did say that a few years ago, because Mark used to be on the same row as me, but he was at one end, we're at the other. And a customer come up and said to me, they've named this Death Alley. And I said, what are you talking about? They said, well, if Mark don't get you one end, you're going to get us the other, which I thought was great.
That's funny.
True. Because there's a lot of dealers that just sit there and just let you mooch through the stuff.
Horrible.
You guys are going to be demming the whole time.
That's my biggest pet hate, is seeing whether it's at I love food, obviously, whether it's at a food market and someone's just sitting there, magic convention, they're just sitting there. How boring.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
You've got to You got to do it. People want to see what they're buying.
We're excited.
We're trying to do it. And
we've had it for 6 months. We want to just actually go and show people now. We haven't been able to talk about it for 6 months.
And you know what? The good thing for us as well is Blackpool is a really good ground for us to really get into the routine. We perform it. You're never going to perform a routine as much as you do at Blackpool.
Yeah, definitely.
You're going to perform it 300-500 times over that weekend.
And I'm gonna finish it by saying one thing, which is, and this is going to come across as a sales thing, but it's genuinely a piece of advice. Don't go crying to Alakazam when you see your friends showing you something that they've bought from the stand and desperately hoping to get it, because like, it could be months before you get a chance to get that. 2 years ago, Trivia came out at Blackpool, and then it was like literally December when it actually got launched online. Right. Last year, I had Petty Cash, Ryan had Wild Cubes, Demming the hell out of them. It was like almost the end of the year before they came out.
Yeah.
Don't think because it's going to be at Blackpool, you're going to see it online on Alakazam the next week. It ain't going to happen.
No. And you won't be able to buy it online. I really think honestly, on the Friday, I mean, last year, Apparition sold out on the first day. Petty Cash sold out on the first day as well, or second day, one of the two.
I think it was the first more of those then.
As well, yeah. So they were two, and we had a lot of them, more than what we've got of these this year. Yeah. Extractor is going to fly, because I know people get spares and even freeze of Extractor, you know. It's insane, because they just use it all the time. So that's one. Obviously, Ice Stretch, we've only got 100, I believe. Casino, I kind of don't know how many we've got. But there's just limited quantities, and it is unfortunately a case of if you don't get it there, it's going to be months until you can get it, because we've had to structure. We've got enough tricks we're working on now. If we release one a month for over 5 years, so we're not rushing the things through, but we have got a structure to when we're releasing them.
And that's why what you started doing is not doing live launches for everything. You can't, like, you know, Nicholas Mavres's Anniversary Waltz came out a couple of weeks ago. Bloody great trick. Really good. Love that trick. But it didn't get live launch, because if you did a live launch for everything, you'd just be online every day doing, you know, you can't do that. So, you know,
we're trying to keep it till one live launch a month. But we are soon going to be releasing 2 to 3 tricks per month. One of them will get a live launch. The other ones will get maybe launches on the app, because Harry does the app lives.
We get loads of people tuning in on them.
They get, you know, nearly 200 people tuning into an app live.
On a Thursday at like 4 p.m. UK time.
So, and what we tend to do is if you've got the app, sometimes you get your hands on, like we launched the Nicholas Mavres's trick, Lover's Waltz. We released that on the app 1 week before it was actually on the site.
And the Grail.
So app users got priority. So if we know that we've got a small amount of pre-sale items that we're going to put out, they will go to the app before they go to the website. So it's really worth having that app.
That being said, though, about the five-year turnaround, I will just say, it's not if we get a trick from you, or if you go to us with a trick, yours will be released in 5 years. It's not the case. I'm just saying, we have got enough to last that long.
If we were doing one a month, but we're actually
tripling our app. Yeah, our turnaround now is a lot quicker. We used to do 4 a year. Now we're doing 12 minimum a year releases. And Jamie on board is going to help with releases, speeding things up.
Schedule for this year is already planned for 28 releases in 2024.
Yeah.
Wow.
Brand new tricks and all workable. That's the good thing. Obviously, Alexander trick wouldn't be an Alexander trick. You couldn't do it in the real world, per se.
And I'm gonna sign this off now, but I'm gonna ask you one last question. Yes or no? The world wants to know. Will there be a fourth Elite coin range coming out at some point in 2024? Or is the trilogy the end of it?
I am hoping for a yes. I'm hoping, well, do you know what? I think there may be a couple of things coming out in the Elite coin range in 2024.
Wow.
I'm hoping for a big project for the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a couple of other projects, which I need to speak to you about this, but I'm hoping we're going to have a couple more sort of mid-year as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I think that's possible. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's very possible.
So, yeah, no, the coin range for us is something we're so proud of.
So I mean, different for us as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so different. And it is, like I said, I don't want to talk about it for too long, but I literally do think that there are no other coin sets that I would recommend anyone buy, because there are no other coin sets. There are coin tricks.
Yep.
You can go out and you can buy a coin that will allow you to appear the coins and then vanish them.
Yeah.
Or hopping halves, or a this, or a that. Whereas your coin sets allow you to do 40 different things.
Yeah.
With the one set. You know, there's nothing in the market that stands up to the Mirage or Nightshade.
It's not even like a kind of competes, it's just
they just don't. There's nothing on the market like them.
No.
They're incredible.
It's insane.
No. Harry, Pete.
Yes.
Chris Bright. Thank you so much for coming on Magic TV. I can't wait to hang out with you guys at Blackpool. I will be on the stand quite a lot. I'm very proud of being part of the Alakazam team. And I love you guys to bits. And I think that everything you're doing and all of the success that you're now having, you deserve every single bit of it. Because I know how you guys work. I know how hard you work. And I know how passionate you are to just make sure that you're doing the right thing. So, guys, thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you at Blackpool.
Tom, thank you so much, Craig, and thank you for everything you do. 100%. And guys, we will see you all at Blackpool.
How exciting. Hello.
Absolutely. Guys, on behalf of Alakazam, Harry Nardi, first name first, obviously, Harry Nardi and Peter Dardy, we'll see you at the Blackpool Magic Convention. My name's Craig. This is Magic TV. We'll see you again soon.
Thanks for listening to the Talk Magic Podcast.
Magic, magic.
Be
magic.
Sure to like and subscribe to the Magic TV YouTube channel.
Magic TV.
Which includes 14 unique videos every week. Whatever type of magic you're interested in, we've got you covered. Just search YouTube for Craig Petty's Magic TV. Or click on the link in the description from this podcast below. Be sure to join us next Friday at 5 p.m. right here for another Talk Magic Podcast.